Good evening, guys. Welcome to today's Highlight Sports. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Blue.
Love sports, love radio, see you soon.
Now let's have a brief introduction of today's program. In World Sports News, Jackie and Vivian will bring the latest sports news all over the world.
In Highlight Game, Blue and Jesse are going to lead us to review a fantastic game between Arsenal and Reading in FA Cup.
In Weekly Sports News, Ruby, Jackie and Chrissy report to the NBA playoff series between Houston Rockets and Dallas Mavericks.
In AD, Jesus will bring you an exciting sporting advertisement.
In events, Zagaras will conclude the knowledge of football.
In the break, Blue and Tracy will give you a brief introduction of the legendary NBA point guard, Steve Nash.
Are you ready? Let's count down 3, 2, 1, go! Audience, welcome to today's World Sport News for Japan Highlight Sports. I'm Jackie.
I'm Vivian.
Here's the roundup of the latest news about our favorite sports events. First, let's have a brief look at it.
Manchester United crushes City in Derby.
Magic Messi joins 400th club.
Porto blown away by Bayern Munich.
Djokovic wins Monte Carlo Masters.
Now it's in details.
First, let's focus on football issues. On a day that started with Chelsea going 7 points clear of capital rival Arsenal, snatching a 1-0 win at lowly Queen's Park Rangers, Manchester United all but ended the Premier League title defense of so-called noisy neighbor City.
United, which last won the title in 2013, consolidated third place after coming from behind to seal a 4-2 victory Sunday that put Luis van Gaal's team in control of its hopes of sealing an automatic European Champions League berth with 6 games to play. City fell to a 6th defeat in 8 games in all competitions, dropping 4 points behind United and 7 ahead of 6th-place Liverpool, which plays its game in hand at home to Newcastle on Monday.
Lionel Messi reached yet another milestone as Barcelona secured a vital 2-0 home win over Valencia in its quest to regain the La Liga title. The diminutive Argentinian scored the 400th goal of his Barcelona's career to seal the hard-fought win late on after Luis Suarez had opened the scoring in the first minute of the game.
A 3-1 humbling by Porto in the first leg of its European Champions League quarter-final had provoked a host of uncomfortable questions for the German champions. But today, all of them were answered, emphatically, inside 40 minutes of the second leg. A run sent Bayern from the net 5 times before halftime at the Allianz Arena thanks to Diego, Jerome Boateng, Thomas Müller and Robert Lewandowski, who backed two. Eventually ran out 6-1 victors on the night to complete a comprehensive 7-4 aggregate win. Now, no team very left in the continent's premier club contest were fans of saying Bayern or Guardiola. The road was kick-started by former Barcelona midfielder Thiago Alcantara, who nodded home Bernat's cross from the left after 40 minutes. 8 minutes later, the lead was doubled as Jerome Boateng climbed highest to direct a header into the far corner of Fabiano's net after Holger Badstuber's flick on. That means the tie was level 3-3, with Bayern ahead on away goals, but it would take a mere 5 minutes more for it to take the outright lead. And what a goal it was! Germany's World Cup winning captain Philipp Lahm volleyed across to Müller, whose deft touch set up Poland international Lewandowski to power home yet another header. Porto was shell-shocked, and worse was to follow. Müller was next to make his mark, though his goal owed much to a crow deflection on a low range shot that fooled Fabiano, the ball scored him between his legs. And before the half was out, it was 5 as Lewandowski finished superbly, making space inside the area before drilling a low shot into the far corner. Porto gave themselves a faint lifeline when Jackson Martinez headed home with just over a quarter of an hour to go, and just 2 minutes later, he came close to scoring after a dazzling run. But it would end the match with 10 men after Ivan Marcano earned a second yellow card, and from the resulting free kick, former Real Madrid midfielder Javi Alonso made it 6-1. Congratulations to Bayern for having such amazing triumph after losing the first leg, and also to Barcelona, who has won the game too last night.
As for tennis, after defeating Rafael Nadal in Monte Carlo semifinals, Novak Djokovic extended his current winning streak to 17 matches after beating Tomas Berdych 7-5, 4-6, 6-3 in the rain-interrupted final of the Monte Carlo Masters. But the serving world number one didn't have all its away under uncharacteristically slate-gray skies on the Mediterranean coast.
Yeah, the game was tight. Djokovic edged the tied first set before losing the second after the Jack 6 seed took advantage of the short rain delay and came back strong. But Djokovic broke twice early in the third set to surge to a 4-0 lead. And although Berdych gamely fought back, Djokovic served out for the title.
It was a tough match, a particular match, said Djokovic after winning his 62 career title and his second Monte Carlo Masters championship. Thomas played a great match and deserves the trophy as much as I do, he added. It was a good final, but bad luck today. Despite running Djokovic close, it was Berdych's third loss in a final this year.
2015 has been a sensational year, which seen as a strong start for Djokovic so far. After winning the Australian Open back in January, Djokovic has followed up with Masters victories at Indian Wells and Miami. He then beat Rafael Nadal, arguably one of the greatest players on clay of all time, in the semifinals in Monte Carlo. Sunday's victory means he becomes the first man to win the opening 3 Masters tournaments of the season.
That's all for today's World Sport News. Thank you for being with us on behalf of our team. Coming next, it's Highlight Games. I'm Jackie.
I'm Vivian.
See you next Sunday.
See you.
Hello everyone, this is Blue. Having watched the 10th Africa semi-final last weekend, today we are going to bring you this difficult game between Arsenal and Reading.
The Gunners are used to 10 semi-finals. Remember this time last year, Wigan Athletic also gave Arsenal plenty of anxious moments.
Yes, I won't forget last year's nerve batting encounter with Wigan. The game continuing to the extra time and the penalty shootout. How I wish I could have some heart-saving pills while watching the Gunners. But once again, Arsenal winger team had prevailed.
Yeah, fortunately, Arsenal secured their place in back-to-back FA Cup finals when Alexis struck an extra-time winger, his low shot squirming underneath Adam Federici and crossing the line before the Reading goalkeeper could retrieve it.
The Chilean had given Arsenal the lead in normal time too, applying a cool finish after Mesut Ozil had picked out his starting run. Reading gave as good as they got and equalized when Chesney was unable to keep out Gareth McCleary's shot.
Aaron Ramsey went close to winning the game in 90 minutes, hitting the post from close range after a fine counter-attack. But luckily, Reading's goalkeeper made the mistake in the overtime.
It was really a difficult game against a very resilient, well-organized, physically very strong side. Reading were ready to die on the pitch to go to the final.
We have to congratulate them for the effort they took. Well, now let's move on to the live game.
The sun came out for the weekend's first epic head tie and Wenger taking charge of his 10th semi-final, up for 3 changes to his team.
James Ming resumed his role as cup-keeper in place of current Premier League pick David Ospina. Matthew Debuchy started his first game since the win over Stoke City in January. And Danny Welbeck, the match winner and Manchester United in the last round, stepped in for Olivier Giroud.
Alexis had the first shot of note and improvised cross clipping a defender on his way over the bar. The resulting corner was met firmly by Per Mertesacker at a near post, but Federer got down well to save.
The batting keeper was much further away from Arsenal's next effort, but beautifully struck 3K from Ozil, which flew a yard wide with Federer resting at the same air.
The pressure lifted 6 minutes before the break. Ozil spotted Alexis clever run into the box and clipped the perfect pass towards him. Petrolian controlled with his thigh and readjusted his feet to poke a low shot through Federer's legs.
Ahead of steam, round and switch sides. Back to Gibbs. More penetration here from Arsenal. Ozil, a bit of time. Just lost it up, good ball. Alexis Sanchez! And Arsenal have the breakthrough. It's that man, Alexis Sanchez, who scores his third goal in what's been a difficult couple of months for him. But I tell you what, he's fast.
Well, this is it. We were just saying he's probably the one player who's not been involved. There he goes, but Mesut Ozil, middle of the park, took the ball, gave himself a yard of space, waited, and what a ball into him. But it was a good run, he took it, got it down. So you look at Mesut Ozil here, he's a great little ball, great little weight, and it's what he does.
However, Arsenal were packaged back 9 minutes after the restart. Slick interplay on the left saw Pavel Pogrebnev get to the byline and kick the ball back from Mike Kolicki. His first-time effort deflected off Kieran Gibbs and Strachan couldn't get enough on his save to stop the ball crossing the line.
Pogrebnev abandons the cross, and it's in! Reading have equalised! Or have they? Yes, they have. It's been given, and McCleary has scored. Hopeful cross to the back post. Done excellent, really, to get it back in there. Really shouldn't be scoring from there. Checking maybe got over a little bit too quick, but fair play to Reading. They've got themselves in there.
The blue and white half of Wembley went wild and underdogs had their tails up. Giroud, boasting 7 goals and 4 assists from his previous 12 FA Cup appearances, replaced Welbeck with 20 minutes left. Within seconds, Gabriel spurned a free header after Ozil's free kick found him and marked it 6 yards from goal.
Arsenal needed a moment of inspiration and it almost came 6 minutes from time. Ozil released Alexis down the left to find Giroud, and he in turn hit off Ramsey, who held off a challenge to force a save from Federici. Ramsey looked poised to slam in the rebound, but hit the post instead.
Pozzola shot over from the edge of the box as Arsenal started extra time brightly, but space was at a premium as Reading looked up to protect what they had.
Wenger replaced Ramsey's co-calling with Theo Walcott, but it was Ramsey who next went close. A rapid effort catching up Federici, who could only parry and watch anxiously as the ball looked over the bar.
Federici's next mistake was rather more costly. Ozil found Alexis scrambling down the left channel, but Chilean's low shot looked eminently savable. The Reading keeper allowed the ball to sink under his body and over the line.
Ozil. Alexis Sanchez coming into the penalty area, finds up with a shot, it's spilled and it's in! Federici didn't get away with it this time, and Alexis Sanchez scores his second goal of the game, and what a time to score for Arsenal, they're back in front.
Well, that's priceless. We just said he's up one running out, he's had a good game, got away with the last shot, but that one slipped through his fingers.
Jamie Mackey shot over at the final round early in the second period of extra time, but Arsenal looked strong on the break, and Giroud fired against the post with 8 minutes left.
Reading weren't down, but they were flagging, and the final whistle ended the brave resistance. Arsenal, elated and relieved, are heading back to Wembley for the FA Cup final.
It is Aston Villa that will meet holders Arsenal in the FA Cup final next month. For the same, Latvia was unexpected but thoroughly deserved victory, and it drew out him of bringing his 17-year career at Anfield to a close with a cup winner medal on his 35th birthday in the final on May the 13th.
Yes, overall the final is a 52-50. Arsenal needed to take this opponent seriously, so let's hope the Gunners are available to come back in a good shape.
It would be a great delight if Arsenal can win the FA Cup. This time, I can share the joy with the Gunners. Arsenal is undoubtedly a fantastic football club. They will never lose focus as long as hope is in their minds. Even if they let me down time after time, I still keep faith with them.
Once a Gunner, always a Gunner. Every time I see the red and white shirts running on the pitch, I recognize myself from the shadows. It's one of the luckiest things in my life to love Arsenal.
So do I. Hope the Gunners can finish this team well. They still have 6 games, a big game against Chelsea next weekend, and I believe they will have great spirit and togetherness.
Okay, this is the end of today's highlight game. Hope you enjoy tuning next week at the same time for more. I am Blue.
And I'm Jessie.
Coming next is Weekly for C. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Weekly for C. I'm Ruby.
And here's Tracy. Nice to see you guys.
Tracy, did you see the NBA playoffs between Rockets and the Mavericks?
Sure, happy to dive into the game. It's the third time these in-state rivals have met in the postseason, and the first time since Dallas won the first round series in 2005.
And this Rockets is different from the 1 year ago. I think they have big advantages and will win the first round this year.
I have also seen their great progress. But Mavericks were the champion of 2011, and was more experienced as compared to Rockets. So I reckon it's too early to predict the results.
I stick to my point. Jackie also comes here today. How about listening to his advice?
I've sharpened my ears.
Thanks for your inviting. I'm Jackie. The Houston Rockets took control of Game 1 of their series against the Dallas Mavericks with a 118-108 victory Saturday night. James Harden had 24 points to lead the team in scoring, as he usually does. Corey Brewer led the way in the fourth quarter, scoring 13 of his 15 points. Brewer made 3 three-pointers in about 3 minutes in the fourth to keep the Mavericks at bay. 5 other Rockets also scored in double figures in the game. That means everybody's touching the basketball, everybody's getting involved. In the offseason, the Rockets had the roster turnover, which brought more veterans who play with a professional touch and a dedicated approach to defense. The most important is the maturity of James Harden growing up on the international basketball stage for playing for the U.S. in the FIBA Basketball World Cup carried over into the regular season. Harden took what he learned over the summer and finished second in the league in scoring and became MVP candidate. If the Rockets are to move forward in the West, they need Harden to produce a far better effort than last season.
I couldn't agree more. Harden once said, I think that first year just made the playoffs as an 8th seed. Getting that experience with basically a young team, and that was an experience for myself and the team. And last year losing the first 2 games at home, you can do that, especially against a really good team. Those 2 years really helped me out coming to this 3rd year, and I see the game of basketball in a different perspective. He will become the key man.
He's always the key man. Besides, the attitude and play changed for the Rockets, pushed them to 56 regular season wins and number 2 seed in the West, and now have an early lead after 1 game of the playoffs.
And the Mavericks?
Power forward Dirk Nowitzki kept the Mavs in the game with his shooting, knocking down 10 of 14 attempts from the floor during his 24 points performance. Center Chandler posted an 11-point, 18-rebound double-double, taking advantages of Dwight Howard's foul trouble. But that's not enough. Dallas needs much more from the two other members of the current Mavs core who were the major free agent acquisition the last two summers. Addis never got in a rhythm in a serious opener against the Rockets. For the moment, it seems like he's stalling out of bounds three at the end of the third quarter, which trimmed Houston's lead to 7 might be helpful, but Addis, who tends to be at his best in the fourth quarter, was a non-factor in the final frame once he scored only 3 points. Former Rockets forward Parsons, playing on a gimping knee, was booed all night as he missed a 10 of 15 shots in 36 minutes. If Addison Parsons can deliver, this likely won't be a long series. The way Dallas looked Saturday night reminded some of what the Rockets looked like after they lost Game 1 of their first round series last year, so I also support the point that Rockets will win the series.
Haha, I hope so.
Okay, my dear audience, that's all for today's Weekly 4C. The next battle comes on April the 22nd. Do not miss the exciting game. I'm Tracy.
I'm Ruby.
I'm Jackie.
Thank you for listening. That goes the interesting AD. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Everyone, welcome to today AD time. Your favorite talk, your favorite Jesus. Okay, I know you have waited for me for a long time. I will bring you an advertisement made by Nike. It will tell us if you can just do it.
Listen, if you can run a mile, run a race. You know what? Run a marathon. Outrun a movie star. If you can ride a bike, ride that thing. Ride a bull. Ride a tougher bull.
Let's watch this.
What kind of bull is that? If you can move your hips, if you can dance, move your leg, move your feet, move the ball. Is that PK? Score the goal. Yeah, that is PK. You like to fight? Well, pick on someone your own size. Pick on someone twice your size. Pick on him.
That's not good.
Oh,
let's learn.
If you can play table tennis, serve like that. Beat the champ. Beat her mentor. Come on, you got this.
Beat Serena.
If you can beat your friend one-on-one, beat him. Steal him. Take him. Sorry, girl. Now, take your talents to the streets. Beat the street court legend.
That's good.
Beat that guy. Hold on. We've been waiting for this.
That was nice.
Good luck with that.
I don't want to say goodbye, but next week, I will see you again.
Hello, fellows. Welcome to Yao Man. Today, I want to share my opinion about football as the ending word. Football is the number one sport in the world. It contains passion, perseverance, the thirst of victory, and the pursuit of honor. No matter they are professional football players or just student players, they enjoy the feeling of free running in the field. both those who can play in the real football field and those play in the slum who gain happiness when they play. I think the fascination of football is that it connects all the people around the world. Especially in the period of World Cup, there is no doubt that the whole world is focusing and cheering. We will discuss the matches we have watched, appreciate MVP in the game, and admire the fabulous goals, even argue with others because your supporting teams are rivals. It is an interesting phenomenon that everyone talks about football, old or young, boys or girls, football fans or freshmen. It's just like that we find a mutual topic which we can all participate in. Upon the football, there is harmony. Honestly speaking, I have forgotten when I started to watch football. I believe that I was influenced by my father. At that time, I didn't know much about football rules or clubs. What I liked was the handsome football stars, such as David Beckham, Owen, Lampard, Raul, and so on. I still remember that my father bought me a football as birthday present, and I could play it for a whole afternoon. That was a wonderful time in my childhood. Can I become a fan of Real Madrid till now? I will be a lifelong football fan because it has become a thing. At the beginning of the 21st century, I think it was the dark time of China football. Even though we entered the 2002 World Cup in Chinese Football League, gambling and black whistle broke the law of football. The consequence was visible. Chinese football lost itself then. However, with the reforms by the government, it started to rejuvenate. The remarkable time is when Guangzhou Evergrande won the 2012 to 2013 AFC champion, which inspired all the Chinese people. Now, CSL Big Four are fighting in current AFC champion league, which are Guangzhou Evergrande, Shandong Luneng, Guangzhou Fuli, and Beijing Guoan, which then have a great mark. So, this is the end of today's show, man, and the football theory is over. We interviewed Blue and Jackie to share their experience. We've learned something about penalty and offside. Hope this can arouse your interest in football. Next episode, we will talk about basketball. Stay focused. See you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to today's The Grace. I'm today's host, Tracy.
And I'm Blue.
In the first episode, we've introduced you a legendary basketball player, Kobe Bryant. This time, we'll bring you another NBA star, Steve Nash.
Stephen Joe Nash, born on 7th February 1974, is a Canadian professional basketball player who played point guard for the Phoenix Suns for 10 years in the NBA. Nash, who was born in South Africa, but growing in Canada, enjoyed a successful high school basketball career, and he was eventually given a scholarship by Santa Clara University. In his first season with the Broncos, the team made 3 NCAA tournament appearances, and Nash was twice named the West Coast Conference Player of the Year.
After graduating from Santa Clara, as the team's all-time leader in assists, he entered the 1996 NBA Draft and was selected at the 15th pick by the Phoenix Suns. He made a minimal impact and was traded to the Dallas Mavericks in 1998. By his third season with the Mavericks, he was voted into the first NBA All-Star Game and had earned his first All-NBA selection. Together with Dirk Nowitzki and Michael Finley, Nash led the Mavericks to the Western Conference Finals and the following season. However, he became a free agent after the 2003-04 season and returned to Phoenix Suns.
In the 2004-05 season, Nash led the Suns to the Western Conference Finals and was named the league's most valuable player. He was named MVP again in the 2005-06 season and missed out on the third consecutive MVP third to Nowitzki the next season. Named by ESPN in 2006 as the ninth greatest point guard of all time, Nash has led the league in assists and free throw percentage at various points in his career. He's also ranked as one of the top players in league history for three-point shooting, free throw shooting, total assists, and assists per game.
In 2006,
Time named him as one of the 100 most influential people in the world. On the 28th December 2007, it was announced that Nash would receive Canada's highest civilian honor, the Honor of Canada. And on June the 3rd, 2008, it was announced that Nash would receive a star on Canada's Walk of Fame. On September the 18th, 2009, he was awarded an honorary Doctor of Laws degree by the University of Victoria in recognition of his athletic achievements and his philanthropic work on behalf of young people through the Steve Nash Foundation. On March the 22nd, 2015, the twice NBA MVP Steve Nash announced his retirement through Twitter. It is a pity for basketball fans, and that they cannot see the Magic point guard playing on the court anymore.
So this is basically today our program. Hope you can enjoy it and support us. See you next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cast, producer,
Tracy 龙鹏
，Anchor, Blue 许浩宽
，Jackie 刘佳琪
，Journalist,
Ruby 曹阳
，Sagara 陈云涛
，Ray 陈瑞
，Kate 袁英娜 ，William 龚怡杰 ，Jesse 王倩。
Love Sports Love Radio CUC。
Good evening, dear audience. Weekly Focus is waiting for you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM。